It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Of Aloha, not to a Tagovailoa.
A for effort, Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua can go to hell. Tua Tonga Vailoa. Quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Nah, no open for you, dude. You still fumbled another snap.
Wait.
Whoa!
Good game otherwise, but still.
Wait. Look at the chat. Here's my first message. Oh, look at everyone's me this fall. Everyone, the segment police.
He's just whining in the chat.
Hey. Look, hey, I understand, Shmita. We got hijacked by the Dolphins. You didn't talk about the Canes. I was going to talk about the Canes. I'm not talking about the Dolphins right now. I want to talk about the Canes game because that game was incredible. Because every Canes game is a damn drug experience this year.
Oh, my goodness.
Every game is like, whee, fast start, down double digits, incredible Cam Ward comeback. And football you've never seen in this likes in the last 7 years. It's insane.
And every week we say the same thing. It's gonna catch. It's gonna bite you in the ass.
I don't know, dude.
It's gonna bite you in the ass. Did you just like? But hey, can I?
I'm having so much fun
watching. Can I ask
Ethan
this question? And this is for everybody. As exciting as your team is, you might have a Heisman Trophy winner or at least a finalist.
Oh, he's winning.
You got a moose in the backfield.
Oh, he's good.
Defense. Okay.
It's got its moments.
Right. You have the all-time leader.
All-time.
And receptions and yards playing for your team.
Didn't you love when Michael Irvin came in, give him a little kiss on the
kissy.
Head?
Little kissy.
Can I ask a question? Why can't y'all fill the smallest stadium in one of the smaller stadiums in college?
Oh, it just looks big. It's about the colors, right? And it was early. Right.
It was early.
You know, they
nooners.
Okay, sleepy nooner. You know, we got to schedule things, and they're just like they throw noon starts on us last minute.
It's so hot, too,
you know.
Sometimes it gets a little soupy.
Very, very. I mean, there's a
we're candy. There. We're just in the concessions. You know,
hey,
by
no,
the fans.
No, seriously though.
My son had jujitsu.
Seriously though, no.
Yeah, I was gonna go with.
I'm just saying.
Jiu-jitsu.
You can't like what? So. If I say
now we want to do attendance talk, we're gonna do
no,
this
we
again.
Don't. I'm just saying in general, you have a good team. Everybody has been.
You got a great team.
Everybody has been talking about how bad your team sucks. They don't suck now. You think we have more interest?
I mean, they did sell out FSU.
I'd say FSU.
Of course, they're gonna sell.
Oh, packed.
They did.
I'm not even here.
Night games, you know, these nooners.
I'm just saying.
Here.
Party.
Come on, go support your team.
It's not easy to get up.
Go support your team.
Daylight savings.
Oh, completely took me off guard this weekend.
You gotta completely.
Woke up, oven clock was all off. Oh, what's right? going on?
That was Sunday.
Sneaky oven clock.
That was Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, but I like to do it early, in the house. It was a little crazy.
I'm just saying. Stop. But just stop it with that. Go watch your team. It's an awesome team.
This Cam Ward. I mean, he starts off the
game. He is
unbelievable. He starts off the game and he's just like he's like playing Frogger in the backfield.
So crazy.
You know, and then just like and touchdown. And then Restrepo's looks like it got tipped. Wow. Hands too good. Hands are too good.
You know, sometimes I used to watch
Please box him from Tree the Chmolnik.
As much as I hate you, this is funny. Don't worry, Leroy. They'll be there at 9 a.m. to support Eichenberg.
Okay.
Complete boxing. The Canes deserve so many more people than the Dolphins.
Right. Now. That's what I'm saying. That's it. But that's my point. Like, here's. I hear this town complain about how bad the Canes have been. And, I'm not going. They're terrible. And they're this. And now they're good. And it's still the same amount of people.
I had jiu-jitsu.
You don't have season tickets, though.
I don't.
I know my guy went. You know Dave. Dave went.
Dave, of course.
Yeah, Dave's going.
Wake Forest next week? Is that going to be a nooner?
I mean, when's Wake Forest? It's about, don't they play the day after? They usually play on Friday, right?
They're in Atlanta.
They usually play the day after, they play on Good Friday?
Black Friday?
Black Friday. I mean, yeah, Black Friday.
I don't know. They did last year.
Black Friday. I thought we changed the name for racial purposes.
Did we?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Well, Good Friday's taken.
Not Intangible Friday.
But Good Friday, which is actually Sad Friday.
Yes.
Urban Friday?
I found another name for intangibles.
What?
A buddy of mine.
Right.
He goes, look at that Whiskey Bravo run.
Whiskey Bravo.
What?
Whiskey Bravo.
Hey, can you give me that Cam? Can you give me the call? Is it an assistant? Can we get the Cam Ward
by the way,
touchdown?
He is awesome.
Can you give me that touchdown to Restrepo that broke the record?
I wish he would show a little more urgency at times.
Nah.
Right.
Just moving at his own pace, dude. Moving at his own pace. Just a cool 400 yards, 5 touchdowns. And the craziest worst interception you've ever seen in your life.
What? So those are the things sometimes I'm like, what the hell was that? Like, I know he's trying to make a play, but
that one play where he threw it.
What was that?
I'm like,
I heard him explain this though, and he's like, I work on that with my coach all the time. He's like, I'm gonna hit it. And I'm like,
but not yet.
Probably will. I'm not gonna hit it. If anyone's gonna hit it, it's gonna
his confidence is like, you cannot shake this dude. It's ridiculous. But Restrepo, man, this guy, getting all the love from the legends is so cool. And this was the big one, Leroy. This one put the Canes up 66 yards to Restrepo, 46-31, and into the record books for old Xavier Restrepo. You got this, Froggy? Here you go.
Martinez and Fletcher join him in the backfield. It's going to be an RPO. Fires caught by Restrepo. He's got the record and more. He's in the open field. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. It's a foot race at the 10. At the 5. Touchdown. It's a record-breaking touchdown reception for Xavier Restrepo. And they're going wild with the light. It's a Hurricanes party. Miami 45, Duke 31. The crowd is wild with jubilation. And a big sigh of relief.
And the guy to meet him on the sideline, Michael Irvin and his entire team. How about that one?
66 yards on the touchdown.
That's Goosey's right there, dude.
That is Goosey's.
What? Goosey's.
Those across the body throws is Tobin Bettner, Julian Hill, anytime touchdown.
I'm not down him, though.
Wait. Every time that ball's thrown there, what do you do?
Oh, Jim. he's just like, I can make it.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to do it.
I tell you what,
though. Probably will.
Whether you like the Canes or not, a Canes football game is entertaining.
Oh my God, it's football
and
drugs.
And that if you want to be entertained on a Saturday, it's must watch football.
It's incredible. I'm curious to see because the rankings come out tomorrow for the playoff. You think that because they moved up to 4 in the AP,
so they get the first week bye.
You think they're going to get the respect from the old playoff committee? I feel like people are rating
it. It makes it tough, but I heard something very interesting. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The best spot to be in the playoff is 5th.
Why? Because, well, there's no reseeding, right? There's no reseeding, right? But 5th is you get the worst team in the first round.
Yes.
Why is that? Oh, and it's at home.
Yes. And then you play 4 versus 5. Or does they reseed?
No, there's no reseeding.
So here it goes. Look, 5, 6, 7, 8 play 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay? Then it goes 1 plays the worst, 2 plays the next, 3 plays, and then 4 gets to play 5. So of all the champions, you get to play the worst one.
Interesting.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that means you might get a chance to win 2 games playing the worst teams of the 12.
Hmm.
Make sense?
So even if we lose, you're saying there's a chance?
Yeah, he's right. So like 12 plays 5.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, so and then you advance to 4. There's like no receiving. 1 the next week, they're going to play the winner in 9-8.
Right.
It's kind of strange.
That is strange.
Why?
Weird. I guess because you don't want 5 to then take on 1 because that's a bad break for 1.
No. It doesn't matter. You're still going to have 8 teams left.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be 1 plays 8, 2 plays 7, 3 plays 6, 4 plays 5.
Right.
So if you're the 5th seed, you're going to play the 2 worst teams.
It is interesting.
Available.
You got to play an extra game.
Yeah. Just one?
Just one.
Right. But you 4 plays 5.
But would you also just like being, wouldn't then the best place being 4?
Ooh.
Because then you don't have to play a game, but you're going to take on the winner of 5-12, or would you rather just have the 2 games and have some fun?
But you're still playing football.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, stay warm.
I mean, like, I love the fact that they have 12 teams, right? I might have would have just left it at 8. But they got 12, that's fine. But I want to ask everybody this. How far down do you go where a team is going to even have a chance? I would say 5.
Probably.
Because 5 would be the Florida State from last year.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get to 6 through 12, they ain't had no chance winning no national championship.
Nah, just fun.
Right. Just say I made the playoffs.
And instead of being in the Cheez-It Bowl.
Right. Exactly. So,
are they calling these bowl games?
They're still bowl games.
But like, are they calling them bowl games? Like, are we? Is the 5-12 the Bad Boy Mower Bowl?
Nate, listen. Let me explain something to you.
What?
If the NCAA does it right, none of their upper echelon bowl games or what you want to call them is going to be the damn.
Well, bowl. Okay, so the quarterfinals,
which is the first week.
No, that's the second week.
The second week. Okay, so
you have the first round.
Oh, because wait, keep in mind, also, another caveat, your first week is a playoff game at home.
Yes.
So.
So the quarterfinals.
And then the quarterfinals are the bowls.
Are Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, Rose Bowl, Peach Bowl, Sugar Bowl, and then the semifinal is the Orange Bowl, Cotton Bowl, and then there's the championship.
Right. So think about that. If you're 4, you don't get a home playoff game. It's a bowl game.
Right.
But if you're 5, you get a home playoff game.
You got to just beat the worst team.
Right.
And then you get a bowl game. Right. It's pretty sound logic for me. I mean, it's everybody. And then you stay fresh, you know, you get in there. I guess there's always a chance for injury. Not a month off, yeah. Not bad. Now, not a bad theory from you.
Let me just say this. I heard it before, so I'm not breaking ground here, but I started thinking about it, and I'm like,
I'm gonna call it the Leroy theory.
I was just saying, if you don't take credit, I will.
So yeah, Now, right now they're four.
Yep.
Although you did say, like, they're going to call their schedule Charmin.
Right. Man, Gators got off to a good start. Their QB got hurt.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping, like.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something.
Oh.
There's hammy pulls, like when I did the egg toss. And then there's a blown tire. Did you see him, like.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Ugh. Oh, you guys got waxed this weekend, huh? I just saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen. You got your chip.
I know, but like I didn't think I thought the season would be bad because I mean, it's not like the NFL.
You see,
right? They lost. They got 15 guys drafted.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot in college.
You see, Franklin go after the fans because Ohio State beat Penn State again.
Oh yeah, and they had a lot of chances. They had a lot of opportunities. Neither team looked all that good.
Mm-mm. Nope, man. And then Pitt lost this week, and Clemson lost this week. All that.
Can I just tell you?
We'll take on Clemson. Oh, Clemson's the best team in the ACC. The Canes haven't had to face Clemson.
I'm going to just say this. Clemson, you're soft.
Oh.
You got pushed around.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
They came into your house,
yep.
Took your lunch money, went in your refrigerator, ate up all your food and snacks. And left you there sitting on the couch watching PBS channel.
Out here losing to Jack Harlow.
Wow. I mean, was I wrong for thinking after the Canes just played Louisville that Clemson-Louisville was going to be a high-scoring game?
Would think.
Louisville played a style of football they did not play against the Canes. They pushed them around. They punked them. Got after him on both sides of the ball. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was interesting because both higher-ranked ACC teams that were right there in the mix with the Canes, they both lost. So Pitt lost this week to SMU. SMU put up nearly a 50-burger on
You know who, if the ACC championship was
I think
today,
if it's SMU in Miami. Miami. Yep. High scoring.
Was that Rhett?
Yep.
Rhett Lashley.
Bet on Rhett.
Ooh.
That's going to be 70 to 60.
How do you
call that the sanction bowl? Pretty good.
Yeah, they did. They got the death penalty.
They got the death penalty, dude.
Yeah, there is no.
Somewhere, some guy from Sports Illustrated is like, these two programs shouldn't exist.
Why are they doing?
I mean, they tried to give Miami the. I mean, how much fun would that game? You think you're on the edge of your seat now with the slow starts?
I'm pretty sure Cam Ward is going to try and throw a pass blindfolded in that game because it almost feels like you got a top trick shots. Like it's going to be a football game of horse.
Oh my!
I practice
goodness.
It. I practice that one. I'm going to hit it.
I would just blitz everybody.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
Suavemente, bésame, que quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez. Suavemente, bésame.
Thank God nobody's taping our commercial breaks.
Hey, we definitely go through periods of dumb comments, right?
Yep.
Like, just we don't realize how ignorant we are to the world's.
Oh my God.
Hold on. Let me see. Before you.
You're going to look up what they call that?
What?
Interesting. It is a Monday Rewind, which is brought to you in part by your South Florida Chevy dealers. You're looking for more power, capability, and technology. With Chevy trucks, you're ready for anything. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. What happened? What's
catch wrong? Him in a lie? Catch him in a lie?
What's wrong?
When I tell you, you're going to be like, oh, yeah.
Hmm?
Danes.
Oh. How about that? The Danes.
Our heart was in the right place.
It was. Our heart was in the right place.
You said Marks and I said Denny's.
Okay.
And they're Danes.
We were talking about the founder of Ozempic, who is from Denmark.
Yes. And like the company is very small. The lady that did it says she doesn't do it for the money. Like she, you know.
We call her a sucker.
And they also said over there, you know all the commercials that they tell you, that you see on TV, and then they tell you to go to your local drug dealer to get them?
You mean like when something says it has a side effect of like you know, suicidal thoughts violent behavior, but there's some lady tiptoeing through the tulips with some magical music.
It's gonna be my day.
Yeah. Side effects may include death. Side effects may include psychotic behavior.
But they don't. That's to protect them. That's not to make you deter you.
Yeah.
No, of course.
But I mean, so we have commercials. But she was talking about how, like the president of the company or whatever. It's the name of the company is actually after the guy who created the company.
Oh, okay.
And they were saying, we don't have those commercials. And they were laughing at them. They showed them the commercial for the drug they sell. They're laughing. Like, only in America can you have a boo-boo, turn on the TV, watch a commercial, and then go to your doctor and ask him for it. Is that not what a drug dealer is?
Hmm.
Yeah, but my plaque psoriasis has really improved.
I'm like, we see commercials for everything, right?
I'm like, I still don't know what osteoporosis is, but I know if I needed to treat it, where to go.
Crazy, dude. Hey, this is pretty cool. Jay Figg is dipping into her secret stash and giving away 2-day general admission passes to Country Bay Music Festival at Miami Marine Stadium this weekend.
Ooh.
And you guys might win to see Zach Brown Band, Carrie Underwood, Dustin Lynch, and a whole lot more. So keep on listening to our show, and you guys could win. You can win those 2-day general admission passes that JFig has given out. If you guys don't win, you want to buy tickets, you can at countrybaymusicfestival.com. That is where you guys can go purchase tickets. That's a good concert. It's a good concert. It's a good concert, though. Yeah.
Although I got confused for a second because I think I'm mildly dyslexic, and only once was very close. And I was like, Beyonce's going to be there? Because the Y and O-N-C-E was all together. And now I realize I'm dumb. Beyonce will not be there, but a list of great artists will be.
Dude, did you... So the Kings are in town today.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
So the Kings are in town today, Leroy. Do you know who's on the Kings now?
Who?
DeMar DeRozan is a King. Remember? Whoa, you really genuinely just looked at me in surprise. DeMar DeRozan's on the Kings. You don't remember there was like a little bit of a heat noise with him? He ended up going to the Kings.
Yeah.
Good start.
I thought he was going to go to the Lakers. It didn't happen.
He's averaging like 25 a game. He's doing DeMar DeRozan things, right?
Yeah.
But you remember this summer, correct? What was the most famous thing from this summer, I think, in pop culture? What would you say it was? The most notable thing in pop culture.
Oh, that he was, that was They Not Like Us.
Right.
He was in that, yeah.
Exactly, dude. Right. The Drake-Kendrick Lamar beef.
Yes.
So this weekend, they retired Vince Carter's jersey. He became the first Raptor to have his jersey retired.
Mm-hmm.
So Vince Carter got his jersey retired. Mm-hmm. Coincidentally, that was Raptors Kings.
Why they do him like that?
I agree with you.
Why they do him like that?
That is 100% true.
That's raggedy.
That is raggedy.
Okay.
That is raggedy.
Who knew DeMar was going to go to the Kings?
You can change the date. Wait.
They changed the date.
They could have changed the date because they didn't even announce when D. Wade's statue was going to be until after the season started, didn't they?
They didn't. You didn't know until like in the summer.
In the summer. So, yeah.
You didn't know until the summer.
And they could have very easily changed it.
They did Pat Riley court day. They just decided that. Like, that was a quick surprise.
Yeah, okay. All right. I tried to give them benefit
of the doubt. No, it was completely, it was a wrong move.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keepandswitch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
They shouldn't have done that to DeMar DeRozan. Did DeMar play with Vince at all? I don't think so. I don't think they ever crossed paths.
No,
they did not cross paths.
No.
Raggedy move. Agreed.
But
who was there, of course, at the game for this DeMar for Vince Carter night? Who do you think was courtside?
Kendrick Lamar?
The ambassador.
Drake. Yep.
Drizzy. Oh, yeah, because he's Canadian.
Canadian. He's Raptors ambassador.
Monumental moment.
Yep. And, of course, as we know, Drake used to be pretty cool with Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan.
Oh, I'd say more than pretty cool.
Pretty
bro.
Cool. They've been pretty cool. You know, it's Kyle Lowry and DeMar had a pretty good relationship with them. You know, they did funny bits together. I believe Drake lent them sports cars. You know, doing Drake things. But Drake
cared about them as friends.
Well, listen. He's not happy with him, obviously, because Fossy. DeMar DeRozan, as Leroy pointed out, DeMar DeRozan was in the Not Like Us video. He was on stage at that concert dancing with
him.
On his grave, dude.
Yep.
And so, do you have any of the sound of this from this? If you don't, we got to get to this. But, dude, there was some, like, Drake goes on the broadcast. He's, like, disrespecting DeMar DeRozan. You could see him. He's, like, calling him not nice names from the sidelines.
Huh.
He's got his muscle with him too, by the way, Drake, you know.
Well, you got to do that all the time now because
Yeah. So this Kings team coming in off a lot of drama. Off a lot of drama as they go to the Kaseya Center. Do you have this stuff, Marcos, or should we wait on it? We can wait on it a little bit.
I think I have Drake on DeMar, what he was saying on the broadcast. I just want to make sure it wasn't cursing, though. So give me like 10 seconds.
All right. Sure. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. So as we got a fun.
Yeah, but see, Florida Man says this. That's what happens when you ride waves. DeRozan deserves it. But here's the kicker. He's from L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why.
And what do the kids say? Ride on waves?
Yeah.
Let us not forget who rode on the first wave there. Who was the person who said that?
Florida Man.
Let us not forget who traded somebody for Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
Ergo, who was disloyal first?
Correct.
Because Drake probably could have said, hey, no. We won't do that to DeMar DeRozan. But he was walking around with a championship trophy with Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
So, who switched up first, I believe, is what the kids said.
No.
Who switched up first?
No.
Who switched up?
Okay, look, I got Drake here.
Are you 10 toes down? That's or are you loyal to the soil?
Today's mixed bag will be dedicated to the true findings of this investigation.
Dude, I don't know about that.
But this is Drake during the actual broadcast discussing Vince's retirement, then a little pot shot at the... I mean, not retirement, retired jersey. You get what I mean.
A lot of people get rewarded and awarded in their career. You could tell how much that meant to that guy tonight. I mean, I just saw him in the back of the house. He's highly emotional. That meant the world to him tonight and what the city did and how they showed him love. And that was incredible.
And it's just the start, because there's a lot more guys like a Vince Carter.
Absolutely.
That have made an impact on the history of the Raptors that are going to be...
I don't think people understand that's our first retired number, right?
And it's a Jim banner, too. Speaking of national treasure...
Yes, if you ever put a DeRozan banner up, I'll go up there and pull it down myself. That's the answer to your question. Is that what you're going to ask?
No!
You know, DeRozan and Kyle.
Yeah, well, shout out to Kyle.
Wow.
Woo-hoo! Okay.
Wow.
So,
woo.
Wow.
The guy was like, no.
I wasn't going to ask that, Drake. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Not even close to what I was going to ask, dude.
Jeez.
I mean, he kind of, here's the deal.
Sold him out, dude. Sold him out.
Is he the first guy?
DeRozan isn't close to Vince Carter's right. But he did bring you your only championship.
Who?
DeRozan, he wasn't there?
No, he wasn't.
No.
He wasn't, but he is an all-time. He's arguably the greatest Raptor. He's arguably the greatest Raptor.
No way. Right.
Are you kidding me?
I'm just going to name him. Number one, Valanciunas. You ever seen that guy?
Valanciunas is a wizard now. I saw him this weekend.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And he still moves like Valanciunas.
Valanciunas is pretty good. Vince Carter, for sure. T-Mac.
Chris Bosh.
Oh, Chris Bosh is the greatest rapper.
Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. It's big conversation.
Wait, but here's the deal.
Tracy McGrady?
Chris Bosh left. I understand. Chris Bosh is not going to get his jersey retired.
What? But here's the deal, though.
He just went to a bigger market.
Who played there longer than those guys? Kyle Lowry played there the longest.
Kyle Lowry played the longest.
Okay.
But that's only because he wasn't shipped off for Kawhi
right,
Leonard.
Right, I get it. But
he didn't leave. DeRozan didn't leave.
Right. But it's Vince Carter. As far as I would go, DeMar.
I would say DeMar is probably the all-time leading scorer.
I would go.
I don't know that, but I would guess. We will look up Raptor stats in just a second. But first, I got to tell you about this. Listen, we've all heard it. Men have to be strong. Men have to be tough. But when it comes to our health, we need to be smart, especially if you're 45 years old or older. That's why we want to invite you guys to join Alonzo Mourning and other special guests, including Dan Marino and Ed Jovanovsky, at the Miami Heat Men's Health Summit on November 16th and learn how to take a proactive approach to your health from some of the country's most renowned health experts. Plus, you can enjoy fun activities, giveaways, raffles for autographed prizes, and more. There's no time to waste. Come and get your health screening like Alonzo Mourning did. It saved his life, and it could save yours. It's go time. It's Zotime. Learn more at baptisthealth.net/Zotime. That's baptisthealth.net/Zotime.
Start it.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. What's up?
You're
oh, yeah.
No.
What's that?
That's me.
No, that's me.
No, there it is. Okay.
All right, there we go. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQM. Hey, can we get a weather update, Leroy, from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Let's roll up the window flex.
All right.
Mostly cloudy and raining. It's supposed to be extremely windy and rainy all week, so be careful out there. It is a little bit cooler. Winds are coming out of the east. Them clouds are humming. I'm saying it's got to be 15, 20 miles an hour.
It was torrential. For a second.
But that's been the weather the last couple of weeks. I don't know. I can't explain it. And other than that, I would say it's maybe a little bit higher than 80 degrees, but it should be cooler because I felt a little cool in the air.
DeMar disrespectful Rosen, what say you? What do you do?
I mean, he switched it, but you got to admit.
Dude, but can I just say something?
Yeah.
His mind is set. There's nothing you can say about DeMar DeRozan that would get him to change his mind. That's the way.
What has he done?
I understand that.
What has he done?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I want you to go in this league.
Yes.
And look at all the players who've averaged 25 points. For a decade.
We were a little strong on 25. But he's still averaging a lot.
You can't fluff the stats and we make an argument?
He's averaging 25 now. He did average 28 2 years ago.
Glorified.
24 last year. 24 and a half the year before
Which
that.
His career?
His career is 21.3.
20.
Oh, because of the first
couple of years. Yeah.
Okay. Everyone can come in then, guys. If you can put the ball
He's a seven-time All-Star.
It's almost as if he showed up to work every day.
But Froggy.
Yeah.
Do you know how ridiculous it is to have a guy who leads in all the categories, games, minutes, points, and you think that he shouldn't be in the Raptors because of Drake's feelings?
All right, fine. Then put Kevin Durant in the Raptors in Oklahoma.
He should be in the Raptors in Oklahoma.
Oh,
Kevin Durant.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy because here's what hurts Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
The team started in Seattle, and he played like 2 years in Seattle.
But even if
then OKC.
Right. But even if you wanted to do the Kevin Durant thing because Kevin Durant left, they traded DeMar DeRozan. It was one of the most heartless moves of all time. Like, granted,
this worked. Who goes up first?
This is the thing.
Who goes up first in OKC? Kevin Durant or Russ?
Probably Russ.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably Russ.
Right.
Dude, like, this is a very convenient thing Drake is forgetting. It's very convenient for you Drake heads out there.
I don't think that he forgot it. I think he remembered it this way. I traded him. I won a championship.
He did. He did. It worked out for him. But that so
wait. So there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that are Heat lifers.
Yeah.
The same thing happened.
Right.
And they are still welcome back, and they are still like revered by the organization.
But if they had, if they had beef with Rick Ross, I would not let them say. I would not let him say anything.
No, it'd have to be someone like that we care about, like for real. That's like involved. Eric Reed. What if he had a problem with Eric Reed, voice of the Heat?
Nobody ever has a problem with Eric Reed. That's ridiculous. What kind of an argument is that?
Are we putting Huberto up in the Raptors?
Look, nothing better than seeing Gesicki dance in the end zone.
Huberto definitely is a good argument.
Huberto in the Raptors. Then,
let's say
everyone Hoobie-dooby-doo.
But if Kodak Black had a problem with Jonathan Huberto,
I would
tell Kodak to back off.
What?
Yep.
No way.
You don't do that to Hoobie Dooby Doo.
What about Luongo? Luongo is the ambassador.
Luongo's
back.
Luongo's on the cup.
But he's the ambassador. Okay. Drake is on the what is that called?
Luongo played, though.
Drake plays in his brain. In his mind, he plays for the Mavericks.
If Trick Daddy had a problem with Eddie Jones because of whatever.
Yeah.
You know, Eddie Jones maybe was on his way to getting his jersey retired. Now, thankfully, number six ended up going to Mario Chalmers, a real number six.
Oh, yes.
But anyway, the point being is Drake's got to have a little awareness there, dude. Is this the first guy he's really lashed out at publicly? Has he even lashed out at Kendrick Lamar since Not Like Us?
Huh. No, he has not.
You know, how about you get in the lab?
I'm most hurt by this one because of what?
Why should it be hurt?
I'm going to reveal
everything. Can I just look at the most incredible stat I've ever seen?
What's that, dude?
4 for 6.
Oh, yeah, I told you.
0 pass yards.
1 touchdown.
1 touchdown. Yeah.
He told you that already.
I know. I saw it.
I can't believe you're siding with Drake here.
It's okay. So then you're saying that if Luongo, ambassador of the Panthers, hated. If Jonathan Huberto betrayed Luongo, therefore Luongo hated him, you would still put him in the rafters. Forget what Luongo thinks.
Yeah, he deserves to be up there. He probably deserves to be up there.
Jonathan Huberto?
You keep saying his name like he wasn't he's not the all-time Cats points leader. Now, obviously, Barkov will pass him.
Well, I mean, someone's going to pass tomorrow, dude. Fred Van
Are Vliet. They?
Who?
Van Vliet is on the way.
RJ Barrett? Scotty Barnes?
Said Van Vliet is out of the way. I think he's a rocket.
Here's what makes it great is that, first of all,
OG Anunoby.
Toronto.
He's a Nick.
Toronto is not the place where people play long enough to do what DeMar DeRozan did.
Who plays for the Raptors? I was just trying to.
That's my point.
I was like, Pascal Siakam.
That's my point.
He's a Pacer.
That's my point. Is that one of the things you have to give him credit for is the fact that he was able to play there that long and get those numbers.
I just think it's patently absurd to get at somebody over their loyalty over a song when you literally celebrated this guy's change of a profession location.
He didn't celebrate it.
He celebrated it, dude.
No.
He came out with songs like won the championship.
He wept.
He made his own. Dude, Drake.
He wept when he got Drake.
I got nothing against Drake. I really don't. See, I have nothing against Drake. I really don't.
He owned nobody.
Such a big Kendrick Lamar fan.
I really don't. I don't. But it is a banger, objectively. But I have nothing against Drake. He made his own championship ring. Like a custom one. Not even like the one the team made out.
Yeah.
He's not on the team. He thinks he's on the team.
He's on the team, too.
Okay, fine. Make him on the team. Make him the GM. All right, you can't expect a guy not to have hard feelings. You can't. Sorry.
But it's not his
fault. If it was Kyle Lowry, that would be one thing.
Why?
Because Low Dog has been there through thick and thin.
Which is why his name belongs in the rafters.
Of course his name belongs in the rafters.
You cannot.
So should DeMar DeRozan.
Not a champion. The stats that are just, okay, we give him credit.
You know what? Can I just say this?
10 years in a row?
Can I just tell you, you'll see what kind of petty Toronto is. Because if they take and put Kyle Lowry in the Raptors before they put DeMar DeRozan, then they're just being petty.
He belongs there, though, before DeMar DeRozan.
Why?
Because he won a championship.
No. See, so he won a championship, yes.
Yeah.
But we all know who won that championship.
Yes.
Okay.
Not DeMar DeRozan. Matter of fact, the departure of DeMar DeRozan was a direct result.
Look who you got for.
This would be like you arguing Tim Hardaway is not an all-time Heat great because he didn't win a championship.
No, and I'm not even saying that DeMar Rosen isn't an all-time Raptors player.
Did you just make his whole name a name?
DeMar Rosen.
DeMar Rosen.
Derek Rosen. I don't care. I'm not saying he's not an all-time Raptors player, but I am saying, based off of this disrespect to a key member of the organization,
Who's a key member of the organization?
Drake!
He's an ambassador.
Name four people on the Raptors.
RJ Barrett. He's Emmanuel Quickly.
Wow.
Scotty Barnes.
Still on the Raptors.
Kelly Olynyk.
Is he?
Give me a point.
That's impressive.
Give me a point.
That is impressive. This guy.
Oh. Point. How could I forget? Can we play our favorite Jax call?
Oh, yes. That's
old right. Grady Dick.
He's a Raptor. Huh?
Grady Dick is on the Heat. It's on the Raptors.
That guy's going to
take. He even used Van Vliet.
He's a Rocket. Don't look at me like that.
That traded?
No, we signed a free agency deal with them last year.
Yes, pump fake. Got Dick in his face. Kicks it back to Love for three. Yes!
Dude, he's pretty good.
I like he just suddenly dropped that in there. Excuse me?
It's good.
Hey, so... Yeah. So, but, that makes it even more realistic that he should be in the Raptors. That so, when you see
he's the longest tenured employee,
because he leads every category.
They gave him a job for like you know the guy who doesn't complain.
This is so
like,
oh, silly.
You're like, Tree. Give Tree an award.
Do you know how ridiculous it is to give more respect to somebody who never played for the Raptors than somebody who literally leads them in like every category other than assists?
He just showed up every day.
He didn't just show up.
You know that guy who
showed up every day to a franchise that nobody wants to play for. He was the only guy who had like pride in playing for the Raptors. And they said, see ya, Kawhi Leonard. Now, objectively, it worked. Good for them.
For the best moment in the
history. But don't act like he's not allowed to have hurt feelings over that.
Fine, he could be hurt, but Drake didn't make the trade. You said it yourself. He's not a part of the team.
Well, apparently he is because he's the Raptor police.
What happened when DeMar DeRozan got traded? Drake and DeMar sat in the same room and wept on each other's
shoulders.
But
there's a bunch of Heat players we could say the same thing to.
Fine, and you know what it is?
Like, wait.
Good business.
Glenn Rice. Yeah. Caron Butler.
Yep.
Gave him a job again. Glenn Rice. He's doing something in the community.
I would never let anybody say something disrespectful about Caron Butler. Right. By the way, nobody would say anything disrespectful about Caron Butler.
Love Caron.
The real one.
Really love him.
He's smack you right upside the head.
For sure. Big.
Oh, big.
And you know what? Rough pass. Heard some stories.
And then you're talking about guys that, okay, Tim Hardaway was not drafted by the Heat.
Nope.
Getting drafted by a team always has a special place in the organization. It just does.
It's legitimately one of the most it worked, but it's one of the most cutthroat trades there is in like the history of the game.
So if it works, then who cares how cutthroat it is?
It still doesn't change your position.
Fans might not.
Yeah.
DeMar DeRozan is allowed to have hurt feelings about it. If somebody from his town comes along with a song, that's a banger.
Pretty good song.
He can be in the music video. I'll allow it.
All right, look, I get fired
from Odyssey. That's back taxes for Drake.
I get fired from Odyssey. You get a nice new shiny frog boy here in this seat. And you know what? You guys shoot to the top of the ratings, coincidentally so. Great producer. Now a song comes out that says...
By Archon Savvy?
No, this is a random... you know who? Slim. Makes this song.
Okay.
No, because Slim, who cares? Slim makes this song. And it's like, screw you, Tobin. Screw you, Tobin. Screw you, Tobin. And Slim gives me a call. You want to be in the video, dude? And now I'm in the video.
But did we get rid of you for a better producer that took us to the top?
Absolutely.
I got to eat that.
Therefore.
What are you talking about? Wait.
Yeah.
This would all be a perfect analogy.
Yeah.
If you were going to get inducted into the Hall of Fame because how great you were.
Me or him?
You. I
forgot this analogy.
And then we traded you for another producer.
I am going to get inducted into the Hall of Fame.
He wants to be in the Hall of Fame.
Game show host Hall of Fame for sure. You got
right.
I've changed the game as far as that. But also, in regards to this show's tenure, I am definitely in the Hall of Fame producers because there's only been three.
Two.
What? Oh, I thought Slim was a producer.
No, Slim was producing in the mornings.
Oh, okay. Well, then look at that. Top two, baby.
Yeah.
Top two in this organization.
I wouldn't allow somebody to disrespect you in a song.
Right.
But if someone else disrespected this show and I'm dancing,
but did you
in the video?
But if we disrespected,
it would show a level of bitterness.
It'd be like, oh, well, why is he? You're dancing.
Do you have DeMar DeRozan on Drake's comments?
I believe it. Yeah.
All right, here's.
Oh, you know, there's a response.
Oh yeah, they asked him about it in the press conference.
Speaking of national treasure.
Yes, if you ever put a DeRozan banner up, I'll go up there and pull it down myself. That's the answer to your question. Is that what you're going to ask?
Well, he's going to have a long way to climb to take it down. So I tell him good luck.
That's a point.
Hey,
that's a good answer.
Oh, come on. He's giving out points, everyone. Hey.
Point
for
DeMar.
Hey, so here's the deal.
Call this guy a Hall of Famer. Get it.
First of all, he's supporting his hometown guy.
Easily going to the.
Keep in mind,
yes,
the beef ain't got nothing to do with DeMar DeRozan and Drake.
For sure,
the beef is between Drake and Kendrick Lamar.
Then why?
So the hold on,
dancing.
Hold
the
on,
video, Diddy.
Hold on. So the fact that Drake is throwing bows at DeMar DeRozan, you need to pay attention to who in front of you.
It would be
don't go to the side person.
It would
you deal with Kendrick Lamar. DeMar DeRozan ain't got nothing to do with y'all beef. He just supporting his guy.
It would literally be like DeMar DeRozan getting mad because Drake is cheering for another team against
him. And wait, we all know that Drake would put the uniform on
if DeMar, it's as if DeMar got injured on the court.
No.
And then Drake,
that's not the same.
He's dancing. At least we're up by 20.
Hey.
At least we're up by 20. At least we're up by
20. But wait, that's very late. When somebody celebrated a touchdown and then the defense pointed at the scoreboard.
Yep.
Yeah, dude.
Take a break. Back after this.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.